Disappointing. We felt like we had a good week of practice. We thought we were ready to play, and we got beat today. But the only way that I know how to fix things is we just got to go back to work, keep grinding. Those guys in that locker room, there's nobody that hurts any worse than they do. And we're going to keep fighting and keep battling and keep grinding.
Is it as simple as that, or do you disappointingly say that this team just isn't going to be able to make progress to work next year?
Well, obviously, we got to continue to work, and we got to continue to get better. And that's always going to be the goal. We've sustained some injuries, and we knew going into the season that depth was a challenge. And we're seeing some of that a little bit, but our guys are continuing to battle. They're continuing to fight, and that's what we got to do.
Coach, is this now a rebuilding year?
No, I'm not into rebuilding years. I mean, what we've got to do is we've got to continue to develop, and we've got to continue to go to work and keep trying to get better every day. And that's all I know how to do.
Any particular specific area you've got to get better?
Well, I think when you look at it's really the whole thing. We've got to get better at. I think we've done a good job offensively of being able to move the ball, but we haven't scored enough points, and we've got to do a better job of being able to score points. Defensively, we play good in spurts, but the inconsistencies hurt us. I thought, obviously, in this game, the change in momentum in the game really occurred at the end of the first half when they were able to get the touchdown on a double move, and then they came back out in the second half and opened up with a big kickoff return and scored on the first play. So that was really the biggest difference in the game. Well, it's disappointing that the guys put their heart and soul into it, and we haven't gotten the results. And that's the challenge that we face. And we've got to – it's going to turn, and it's going to turn for the positive for us. But we got to keep working.
When you face that, when you have put everything into it 3 weeks in a row and have the results that you've had, what evidence do you see there that it will turn around?
Well, I watch these guys go to work every day. And that's, I know that if they continue to work that the way they're working, that it's going to turn our way. And, those guys are fighting.
Coach, when you saw New Orleans defense as porous as it was, do you think you'd be able to score more points? And do you inject any of your philosophies into the offense?
I thought we would be able to move the football on them, and I felt like we'd be able to score some points. And we had those opportunities. We had the one opportunity down there in the red zone, and we got the touchdown pass, and unfortunately, bounces off Brandon's hands and into the defender. But there was an opportunity there to score points. So, I felt like we had the opportunity to score points. I just didn't think we capitalized on it like we needed to.
Did you inject anything in the offense, or that all great?
Yeah, no, I wanted to be able to come in and run the football in this game, and that was one thing that we felt like we were able to do, and I think we did that in this game. But we've got to do a better job of being able to put points on the board when we get an opportunity.
Coach, before the season began, what did you expect to be 10 games in?
I didn't put an expectation on it. Obviously we're not where we want to be, and we've got to realize that. We've got to face that. And like I said, the only thing I know how to do is go back to work, and that's what we're going to continue to do.
You said you made a deeper emphasis on running the ball. How were the Raiders able to suddenly have such success running the ball in this game?
Well, I think that we felt like against this team we had good matchups in the running game, and we were able to use Tony Bergstrom some as a tight end, which I think helped us some. I think getting Khalif Barnes back helped us in the running game. So there was a few factors involved in that.
When you look at the defensive breakdown, especially in communication, how do you explain that? Like, group 11, should you guys be above that at this point?
Say that again?
Defensive breakdowns, especially secondary and communication?
Well, I don't think it was a communication issue today. I think they executed a nice double move, and You know, both defenders kind of went for the double move. It wasn't a communication thing. It was more of an execution thing.
Then it's at 3-7. Do you tell your staff and your roster that they're better than that, or is just accept that? I mean, how do you stand when you look at that record? How do you feel about
it? Well, I mean, it doesn't make you feel good, but I know we're better than that, and I know we can play better than that, and we'll continue to work, and we'll get better.
Dennis, can you put your finger on all Denarius Moore's lack of development this year? I think a lot of people expected.
Well, I wouldn't say lack of development. You know, I think when you look at Denarius Moore, he's a young player. He missed a lot of time in OTAs and training camp, and that's valuable time to grow in a new offensive system. And so... you know, I think he's had some inconsistencies just like the rest of us. And that's the thing that we're trying to get corrected.
Dennis, as the season is going on, do you feel that your team is improving?
Yeah, I think in areas we are improving. But obviously we're not seeing the results that we need to see.
The inconsistencies that you see with the offense, what do you change in practice that you know will be the result of the game?
Well, I don't think you go through and make a lot of wholesale changes. I mean, I think we got to just really worry about the execution in practice. And, you know, repeat plays, whatever the case may be. But we'll go back, we'll look at it, and if there's something that we need to do to make it better, we'll make it better.
Was Branch truly a game-time decision today? Did you come out of this with any other injuries?
We didn't come out with any other injuries as of right now. Everybody was able to finish the game. And Tyvon practiced some on Friday, but Saturday we kind of realized he wasn't going to be able to go.
What happened on the touchdown number of Graham? Why was he so open?
Well, it was a situation where, you know, on the goal line they gave run action over there. You know, Miles has got – he's got the tight end, and it was a rookie mistake. You know, it's something that hopefully he'll learn from.
Does that do it?
Your fan base is restless and furious. What do you tell them this day?
Well, hey, listen, we're all frustrated, and I understand that, and I can appreciate that. But what I will say is that there's nobody that's going to work harder than we are to try to get it corrected.